to the Dr. Ben Show, your guide to a healthy, holistic human body with Dr. Ben Kersenbrock, DC.
Hey, hello, howdy, and hi, however and wherever you say peace, thank you for listening into the Dr. Ben Show. My name is Bruce, and I have the good fortune to be your host, and I have the utmost honor of introducing you and the world once again to Dr. Ben Kersenbrock. Welcome back, Dr. Ben.
Thanks, Bruce. Good to be here.
You know, a lot of people, when they come to your office, they are looking for a cure, not just relief from pain, but they want it gone forever. So today, you got a special guest here to help us understand what that really means.
That's right. I've got a colleague of mine, Dr. Scott Hoare, who's an associate doctor of chiropractic at HealthFit Chiropractic and Sports Medicine in Boca Raton, Florida. Scott, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Ben and Bruce. It's definitely good to be here.
Well, thank you again for joining us. You know, a lot of people, like I said, they come to you and Dr. Ben for a cure. What's the difference between rehabilitation and a cure?
Right. And, you know, from my perspective, rehabilitation and a cure, that's kind of like I almost don't see it that way, what I do as a cure. What we do as kind of musculoskeletal experts and specialists is we reduce the amount of strain or stress on any specific area so that the patient doesn't have symptoms, doesn't have to alter the way they move, it doesn't impact them in any negative way. So I guess if your definition of that is a cure, then, you know, rehab is absolutely a key to being able to cure or minimize the stress on any given body part to the point where a patient feels good and moves good and isn't limited by anything they want to do.
Well, with that knowledge, Dr. Ben, can rehab be considered a cure?
I think it's at least part of the package. You know, like I've said on here 100 times, there's hardly any black or white, one thing or another. It's definitely part of the building blocks of getting there, along with all the other things like nutrition that I always and bothering
the
about.
The whole package. You know, Dr. Hoare, when does rehabilitation start?
It never starts and it never ends as far as I'm concerned. You know, as far as in my practice, I concern my rehab with making sure the whole body is moving with an efficiency level to minimize stress on any given body part. Okay, so we are making sure that hips are moving, that upper backs are moving, that ankles are moving, all of these things, because no matter what the patient's primary complaint is, you know, they can all be contributing factors to the problem area. So in the words of, you know, where does rehab come into play? You want to make sure your body moves well. You want to make sure you have the right amount of control and stability and flexibility to be able to minimize the amount of stress in the body. And where rehab comes into play as far as our sorts of practices is just finding where people are not moving very well, where they're not moving efficiently, where they're chewing up on their body, and then addressing that so that we minimize stress on whatever area.
I'm going to turn this.
It's like thinking of a six-lane highway that's just really, really busy, I-95 or something like that, and taking the amount of traffic down. We want less attention on the area, less stress on any given body part.
I'm going to throw this question out to both of you because one of the biggest complaints of new patients to a chiropractor is the fact that they have to keep coming back. But isn't that the process of rehabilitation, repetition?
Scott, let me handle this one, if you will.
Sure.
I try to pride myself on a patient not having to come back more than they need to, right? Yes, you're not going to go from full pain, you know, can't get out of bed in the morning, weak, to Olympian in one visit. But the people that practice our type of chiropractic and physical therapies really try hard not to be in that stereotype of you got to come 3 times a week for the next 40 years. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And the way that we're doing that is through finding the actual problem as opposed to just chasing the pain.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. that's why people have to keep coming back to some chiropractors, because some chiropractors and medical doctors and everybody else chase the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And what Scott does and what I try to do is find the reason that the dysfunction, which the pain is an alarm for, is coming from, and fix that. So my thought is that rehabilitation really starts on the very first visit. You know, even day one, I'm going to show the person how to, sit in their chair at work better. We'll try to identify exactly where they're weak at and start to elongate and strengthen and loosen the process.
You know, Dr. Hoare, in your sports medicine practice, you're dealing with athletes who are dealing with a lot of repetitive motions. Sometimes there's impact on their bodies and throwing things out of line. In that case, is it more conditioning than rehabilitation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could be, and it could be looked at that way. You know, when it comes down to the body as far as moving efficiently and minimizing the stress on the body, a lot of times the whole goal of all this rehab stuff is to really just change the timing of our muscles firing. And when we injure ourselves or have, poor posture and stuff like that, we kind of screw up our timing of which muscles fire at which time. And a lot of the rehab process is just kind of pressing the reset button and then establishing a new, I'm going to call it software, as far as the way your body fires the muscles and controls your movement patterns to minimize the stress in the body. So when you say conditioning versus rehab, absolutely, you want that athlete or that normal patient to have the right amount of conditioning to have that sequence of muscles firing to be the best possible sequence, and not get screwed up because of poor conditioning, a lack of endurance, of compensation, things like that.
So in that case, is rehabilitation the same thing as re-educating your body as to what the proper movements should be?
That'd be a perfect way of looking at it, I think.
Dr. Ben, this is for you. Where does nutrition fit into the rehabilitation process?
Same as the rehabilitation in the office. It starts on day one. You know, if you're not, like the old saying, right? If you're not putting good fuel into the machine, you can't expect the machine to work properly. Scott and I took a course in chiropractor school together by a guy named David Seaman, who, when he was teaching the class, a lot of the information that he was teaching us was really, I guess cutting edge would be the word. It wasn't 100% proven, right? Mm-hmm. There'd been a lot of little parts of it that made a lot of sense. But just in the last couple of years, I've seen, oh my gosh, like that's exactly what Dr. Seaman was talking about. And that's all to do with pro and anti inflammatory foods. There we go. That you have to be aware of if you're truly trying to become cured.
And some people react differently to different foods.
That's right. Gluten, for instance.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw this out there because I just found out about this book called Warrior Pose. It's the story of a former network war correspondent, Brad Willis, and his journey from throat cancer, broken back, to complete cure through medicine for the throat cancer, but through yoga for all of his problems with his back. Now, I know you advocate yoga as well. Can yoga be used as rehabilitation and cure and bring somebody back to normal functioning from a broken back?
I definitely would think it's part of the process. The way I look at it is, yoga has been around, 5,000 years?
Mm-hmm.
They've got it figured out. something works if it's been around that long. I'm not arrogant enough to think that what I've learned in the past 6 years or 10 years is exceeding what they've done in 5,000. So, yeah, I think it's really good for a person. At some point, you're ready for it. At some point, you're not. But it's part of the package. It's part of getting there.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Hoare, when are your patients ready to see you and continue seeing you through the rehabilitation process? Is there a tipping point?
You know what? There really isn't a tipping point, other than when that person is something drives them to want to see me. And typically that's, ouch, ouch, this hurts so darn bad, I can't get on with my life, I'm sick of dealing with this, I'm going to go make a phone call and set up an appointment with Dr. Hoare. You know, that typically is what gets people to actually, you know, take action in their lives. But having said that, you're always looking at different ways of decreasing the stress on the body, whether through rehabilitation, yoga, nutrition, all that stuff. It's such a, I'm going to call it like a gradient of health and wellness in your life. And obviously, it's our job, Dr. Ben and I, to, when you see us, we give you the tools and steps necessary to reduce the strain on your body and improve all your chemical processes throughout your body. So it's such a scale. And, you know, when you address kind of the idea of continued care or, decreased frequency of care with chiropractors. Now, I tell you what, with us, a patient comes in, the very first visit, I say, look, I get the majority of my results in 4 to 6 visits, okay? And there's two ways you can handle this whole process. You can be done with me as soon as you're out of pain, and next time you get in pain, give me a call. If you want to do that, there's absolutely no problem with that. I got lots of patients like that. Then there's the patient that decides, you know what, I want to continue to look at this. I want to keep making sure my body is moving the way it should to minimize the stress, so I don't have an open door to injuries in the future, so I don't have an open door to early just degeneration, arthritis, stuff like that. You know, I mean, you have to brush your teeth, Bruce, every single day.
Right.
And that it's never done keeping your teeth clean. You're never like, oh, fixed, it's cured. No, you got to keep looking at that. And really, as far as the stresses on our bodies, a lot of people choose, I want to keep looking at this. I want to keep addressing it. Now, you make it work for their schedule and their bank account. You know, sometimes it's one time a month, sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. But, you know, it's whatever people are willing. How important is this to people? You got a lot of people that it's just not important to. As long as I'm not in pain, I just want to go to work and then go home, see my kids, and live my life. No problem. If it's really important to people to have higher expressions of health and wellness, then stuff like yoga, like maintenance care, like good nutrition is always a great thing to really explore.
It's one of those situations where it doesn't happen until it's supposed to for each individual.
Yeah, exactly. It's all perfect.
All right.
This is all going the way it's supposed to be going.
Dr. Scott Hoare, thank you very much for joining us. He is
Absolutely.
A doctor at the Health Fit Chiropractic and Sports Medicine in Boca Raton, Florida. Doctor, tell us a little bit about your practice.
Yeah, we have a very cool practice. As far as I see it, we have the youngest, happiest, healthiest patients in all of healthcare. So it's a pretty cool practice. We treat, you know, we've got a corporate wellness aspect. Like right now I'm actually calling you from the ADT security headquarters in Boca Raton. We've got a satellite clinic right there, as well as our main clinic is more of a sports medicine sort of based clinic, where we are medical directors for multiple NFL combine prep camps.
Wow.
We run lots of programs for professional athletes in the off season. We've got MMA fighters. We've got pro tennis players, pro golfers, lots of cool stuff. And we actually just added a sports recovery center component to our office. And Ben, I've actually never told you about this, but we just got a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. We got whole body cryotherapy, recovery boots, laser therapy, all sorts of very cool state-of-the-art stuff that really gets people closer to that cure that we were talking about.
Oh, I love the cryotherapy booth. That sounds awesome. I've only heard about them. I'll have to come down and bring my bathing suit.
Of course.
All right. Dr. Hoare, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. We wish you the best of luck and for your patients as well.
Absolutely. Bruce, thank you so much for having me. Dr. Ben as well, thanks for having me. And I definitely appreciate you having me on the podcast here.
Good to hear from you, Scott. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
To find out more about Dr. Ben, his practice, and his healthy lifestyle partners, check out his website at kersenbrockchiropractic.com.
And if you live in the Central Florida area or happen to be visiting on vacation, check out the website to make an appointment at our Lake Mary office. I welcome your comments and really want to answer your questions, so you can email your comments and questions to The Dr. Ben Show. And the email address is info@kersenbrockchiropractic.com.
And if this is your first time to join us, you can download past and present podcasts at kersenbrockchiropractic.com. Dr. Ben, how about your healthy thought for the week?
When you call your chiropractor because you're in pain, remember that pain is just the alarm and not the true problem. So when your chiropractor suggests you to come back, it's because he wants to try to solve your problem and not just chase your pain.
You've been listening to The Dr. Ben Show. Be sure to tell your family and friends. They can listen and learn more about how to live with a healthy, holistic human body at kersenbrockchiropractic.com. The Dr. Ben Show is a production of jbowebproductions.com.
When you decide to call your chiropractor because of pain, remember, pain is not the problem, it's only the alarm. So once you're out of pain, remember that there's still some progress that can be made. Just like Dr. Scott said, by leaving the door open for future injury, you... God damn it.
That's all right.
All right. I started trying to get
wherever,
too fancy.
Wherever.
What do you mean?
Just tell me what. Just start wherever. Yeah. Just tell me what you mean.
Okay. When you decide to call your chiropractor because of pain, just remember that pain is only the alarm. It's not the true underlying problem. So when you see the chiropractor, Jesus.
All right. I like that first part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. When you decide to call your chiropractor because of pain, remember that pain is the alarm, not the underlying problem. So take to heart that your chiropractor is trained to find the underlying cause and not just chase the pain.
One more time. And I like that. And just remember, your chiropractor wants you to come back to solve the problem.
Yeah.
And not to chase the pain.
Your chiropractor wants you to come back to solve the problem. When you decide to call your chiropractor because of pain, remember that pain is just the alarm, not the underlying problem. So your chiropractor is there to try to solve the problem and not just chase the pain.
One more time, and this time say, so when your chiropractor wants to come back.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
It's not, he wants to solve the problem, not to chase the pain. Okay?
So when your chiropractor. When you call your chiropractor.
What the hell did I say at the beginning now? When you call your chiropractor about pain.
Yeah. Okay. When you call your chiropractor about pain. Remember that pain is not the underlying cause, it's just the alarm. Your chiropractor is
Jeez. All right, let's do it. All right, whenever.
Fitting that this last one is the most difficult.
It's the best one, though.
When you call your chiropractor because you're in pain, remember, pain is just the alarm and not the true problem. So when your chiropractor suggests you come back to the office, it's because he wants to solve your problem, not just chase your pain away.
One more time.
Yep.
When you call your chiropractor because you're in pain, remember, pain is just the alarm and not the true problem. So when your chiropractor suggests that you come back, it's because he wants to solve your problem, not just chase your pain away.
All right, and let's do it one more time with not just chase your pain.
Okay, no away?
No away.
Okay.
Because I just remember we shouldn't end in a preposition.
Stuff. Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
When you call your chiropractor because you're in pain, remember, pain is just the alarm and not the true problem. So when your chiropractor suggests that you come back, it's because he wants to solve your problem, not just chase your pain.
All right, I'm going to ask you to do it one more time.
Yeah.